You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We are continuing our Set Apart to Serve conversation. Today, we get to head to a Lutheran high school in Irvine, California. We'll learn more about that in just a moment. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University Irvine. You can learn more about Concordia University Irvine by visiting cui.edu. Joining us today, Connie Schramm. She's learning success teacher at Crean Lutheran High School in Irvine, California. Connie, welcome to The Coffee Hour.
Thank you. It's nice to be with you this morning.
Well, Sarah and I are excited to learn about your story and to learn about Crean Lutheran High School. So before we talk about your path to becoming a Lutheran educator, what do you get to do every day at Crean Lutheran High School?
I get to work with students who learn differently. I help them with their academics and setting up their schedules so that they know how to do their homework and in what way they should do their homework and just how to manage their executive function skills and learning keeping organized.
All right, so let's talk about your journey to becoming a Lutheran educator. I understand you've been an educator for a long time. So tell us about your career path, how you got to where you are today.
Well, my mom knew the story of Hannah and her prayer for a child. And she had lost my older brother when he was a newborn, and she was eager to have another child. So she prayed Hannah's prayer and asked the Lord to give her a healthy child, and that child would be his. When I was born, I did not have the same problems as my older brother, but I was legally blind. I had experimental surgeries at 9 months and 18 months old. I wore patches over my eyes, and I had glasses. The style in the 60s was the cat glasses, you know, that came up at a point kind of a thing. I can see you laughing. I wore patches over my eyes and I had glasses with blue lines on the outside and red lines on the inside to show me if I was focusing my eyes correctly. However, as a young child in school, I was teased without mercy. But my Lutheran school teachers, they were compassionate and they were loving and they played with me at recess when no one else would. And although I loved school and I loved to learn, it was harder with my eyes. My teachers were very patient with me, and they took additional time to come alongside me when I was struggling. And that had a significant impact on my life. So my mother saw early on that I loved teaching, and she encouraged that gift in me. However, my younger sister didn't always appreciate that gift, and understandably so, as one time I decided to teach her how to share after learning about it in preschool. I gave her my toy, and then I promptly took it away from her, telling her, "That's how we share." I was horribly confused when she angrily screamed at me. I realized I had so much to learn. The Lord granted a full healing of my eyes by the time I was 13, and I no longer needed to wear glasses. And through the years, I continued to grow in my love of learning and sharing what I learned with others. So after high school, I went to Concordia Seward for my first year and totally loved my professors and the community at Seward. But I was a California girl. And after tornadoes, black ice, and mosquitoes that you could saddle and ride, I decided to go back to California and attend Christ College in Irvine. And the college was in its second year. It was a wonderful experience. About 10 years after graduation, I went back to Christ College for a master's in administration and even started a second master's in theology. I made lifelong friends among my students and the faculty. In fact, I married one of the faculty, Reverend Dr. Martin Schramm, who now sees the face of our beloved Jesus. After 43 years of teaching preschool through college in all Lutheran schools in the Pacific Southwest District, I am going to be entering a new journey of serving our Lord in June, better known as retirement. I am still going to be active at Crean Lutheran as a founding faculty member. It's really hard to leave my school family, the students, and the community. So that kind of sums up my pathway.
Wow. From preschool to high school, that is quite a journey of and serving as a founding faculty member at Crean Lutheran High School. I mean, that's what a journey. So how long did you teach in? Tell us about some of the early years of you mentioned preschool and other grades. Tell us a little bit about that. How long did you teach in preschool and other grades?
Well, it was a little hit and miss from different years along the way. I would teach preschool music while I was teaching elementary school at Abiding Savior in Lake Forest. And I was teaching first grade and second grade, had some children along the way. And when I came back, jumped to sixth grade. So that was a huge jump from first grade to sixth grade. And I was working in sixth grade homeroom and I did junior high. After I married Dr. Schramm, then I went ahead and I moved to St. John's in Orange. And when I did that, I was teaching fourth grade and then moved up to middle school after that during my years while I was there. And then got the call to Crean Lutheran and started teaching at Crean in high school and was also doing some work for Concordia University in their education department and doing some work with teaching their teachers how to teach theology and was working with that. And from there, I've been at Crean Lutheran for the last 18 years and was the first teacher they hired here.
Yeah, tell us what it was like being a founding member of a Lutheran high school.
It was a lot of work. It was a lot of work. You wear a lot of hats. There's a lot of different things that I do. I was hired there. My call was to teach theology and to be head of the department. And I did so for 13 years. And then COVID hit. And I needed to stay home for health reasons for myself. And so I taught online while I was doing that. And then when COVID was over, my husband wasn't well. And I was granted another year to stay at home. And that was a blessing because neither one of us knew that would be the year that he went home to Jesus. And so I was able to serve my husband in a most loving and wonderful way that I am so thankful to the Lord and to Crean for because they allowed me to do that. So that was a blessing.
So you have seen Crean Lutheran High School from the very beginning. You've been a part of it from the very beginning. What would you say is unique about Crean Lutheran High School?
Well, I would say that Crean is all about proclaiming Jesus Christ through excellence in education. That's our mission statement. And that statement really holds us accountable to every decision we make. Our administration, our school chaplain, and our vicar set the tone for all of this and to the community. And they're very intentional in making sure that their communications are welcoming and that they bless the receiver in the name of Jesus. So we begin all our meetings and all our informal gatherings in prayer. As a result, our entire faculty and staff model and live the faith that we have in our communications to one another, to our students and parents and the community. And then our theology department ensures that we're keeping in step with equipping the faculty, staff, and students to know what it means to be a Lutheran Christian and to lead the faculty and staff during our monthly all-day meetings by beginning the day with a Bible study on the main doctrinal topics, such as creation and humanity, conversion and faith, justification, sanctification, the Lord's Supper and baptism. And we call this time during our meeting, Keeping Crean Lutheran. And this is important because our school, like many other Lutheran schools, don't always have the teachers who are LCMS Lutherans. So as a result, our students may hear differing doctrines from their teachers and be confused as to what the scripture says. But as a result of our Keeping Crean Lutheran, 12 of our teachers who have heard our theology department, our chaplain and vicar lead us in these studies, they've taken the colloquy program at Concordia University in Irvine and have now become colloquized. So we know that the Holy Spirit's working through the word to bring others to a deeper faith and understanding of who Jesus is and how his work alone is sufficient for salvation and how he delivers that to us through baptism and the Lord's Supper.
These monthly, all-day staff meetings, what does that mean for the staff to have that kind of professional development time together? Why is that important for the staff to be able to do that together?
Well, one of the things we are at Crean is a family. And so we only see each other passing in the hall. Or, you know, if we come in the morning for devotions, we have devotions every day in the morning before school starts. So we don't really get the opportunity to see everyone all together. And these once a month meetings that we have, the students stay at home and do their homework online. But we come to school and we work here and we're together all day long for meetings. And we have this beginning time when we're together. And then eventually we break off after lunch into department meetings and we do that. But it's really wonderful. And it's a binding time for us and a bonding time for us. And we're just so grateful that we get to see one another like this and be a family.
I'm thoroughly intrigued by this idea.
I know. Are we going to implement this now?
All day meetings. No, but I can imagine how that gives you that opportunity just to connect with your fellow teachers. I mean, it's great, certainly every day having that opportunity to connect with the students, but to be able to have that quality time with your fellow teachers to connect. And what does that then look like? How does that benefit the students when you're able to have that quality time together as faculty?
It gives us a chance to get together in departments. So mm-hmm. we have the opportunity to talk with one another. So theology can then meet with the English department and talk to them and say, hey, we noticed that you guys are teaching this, and this is what we're teaching in theology. Can we put these two things together? It gives us a chance to combine our work that we're doing and do it on the same way. So the students are hearing it again, but through a different venue, a different course. So it's just wonderful. And it's good for us as a faculty to laugh together and sometimes cry together, you know, and just work through all of the things that we have in our school, you know, good and difficult, but do them together in prayer and to love each other, because we have opportunities to then get beyond school and talk to them about family and friends and things that are going on in their life, weddings, children that are, they're pregnant, they're going to have children. You know, we get a lot of that. So it's just wonderful to have that time to be a family.
It sounds like relationship building and strengthening of relationships between teachers, but also then between the teachers and the students, is something that is a priority for all of you. Is that something that's a priority for the faculty and with the students as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because it filters down from the top through us and then down to our students, and they get that same opportunity to feel like a family as well.
Mm-hmm. We are talking with Connie Schramm. She's learning success teacher at Crean Lutheran High School in Irvine, California, with a long, long career of teaching in Lutheran schools. I'm learning a lot today. I hope that you listening are learning a lot as well. We're going to continue the conversation with Mrs. Schramm in just a moment. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Concordia University System is comprised of five universities of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Located across the United States, the universities offer more than 160 undergraduate and 50 graduate programs and approach learning from a Lutheran context with the goal of developing Christian leaders for the church, community, and the world. Learn more about your Concordia University System at cus.edu. The Concordia University System, education built on God's Word. cus.edu.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Today, we're talking with Connie Schramm, learning success teacher at Crean Lutheran High School in Irvine, California. And we are learning about her career as a Lutheran teacher and what it means to her to be a part of the faculty at Crean Lutheran High School. We've talked a lot about what Crean Lutheran High School focuses on, the emphasis and the mission of Crean Lutheran High School and your career there. Let's talk about what it means to Crean to encourage students to consider full-time church work. In what ways does Crean Lutheran High School encourage students to consider full-time church work for the future?
Well, one of the things Crean is, they're mission-focused. And our mission statement that says that we proclaim Jesus Christ helps us to look at the many ways we can do that as a school and education, but also in service. So we offer several mission trips a year. This past year, we offered one in South America during Easter break and another in Alaska coming up this summer. The students enjoy those opportunities to see other cultures and to realize that Jesus died to save them too. And so they've come back having grown in their faith and making the same gospel applications in their home and community. The theology department also gives out a survey at the beginning of the year to give them accurate data about the student's faith background, such as their denomination and if they're baptized, their church attendance, and the name of church where they may be worshiping. The survey asks if they're interested in baptism. And then there's an intentional follow-up with the theology department, the chaplain, and the vicar. We also have school baptisms, which are so special. And sometimes the current students and even alumni will come back and want to be baptized at Crean, where they first heard the promises of God to save them. So that's really special. Right now, Crean is also in the process of developing a mission cohort where students of a like mind and a future vocation can work together to learn and discuss and plan for their future. It's our prayer that will be a way to feed our own synod as God identifies for us and for them their future vocation. Currently, our theology department is praying once a week when they meet for the future of the church. They have a list of names for each of the four courses, and they pray for each student by name. And since all students have to take the four-year core, all students are getting prayed for, but especially those who the department sees as potential workers in the church. So the theology department teachers pray for the Lord to give them a discerning heart so that they may recognize the students that the Lord is calling into church ministry. And they have intentional conversations with these students. And through the cohort, we'll give them opportunities to explore the ministries that are available in the church, such as leading music in chapel and preparing devotions at Crean, as well as teaching the faith on mission trips. Our athletic department has taken the mission statement and developed a Christ-centered program. Oh, there we go. Is it time to go back to class? Sorry about that. They've developed a Christ-centered program for our student athletes using an acronym called SALT, meaning Saints, because that's our mascot, I guess you'd say. We're Saints Athletic Leadership Team, and it's based on Proverbs 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. And the program is developed and to equip, encourage, and empower student athletes to lead and inspire their teams and to positively impact people for Christ beyond their athletics and into the actual community of Crean Lutheran.
How is Crean partnering with Set Apart to Serve, using Set Apart to Serve as an example of raising up the next generation of church workers?
Well, I think that's going to come through the mission cohort, you know, that it will give students the opportunity to meet workers in the church up close and personal, and then ask those hard questions about the ministry, as well as being given time to see how they can serve. Many times our students just don't know the opportunities that are available to them. And Crean's also going to give them time to serve alongside these ministers of the gospel as time permits. The Sent to Serve link at the LCMS website, I've just got to put a plug in for that, you know, has some really wonderful, valuable resources for our cohort that give our theology teachers the information they need to open up the eyes of the students to those vocations that are available to them in the church. Your homepage gives a list of vocations in the church and then explains each one, and then also provides the college links and tuition information, which is huge. That takes a lot of work away from us, and you just put it all right there at our fingertips. So I say thank you. That's wonderful. I believe, however, that our living our faith is one of the best ways for our students to see the joy in being loved and saved by grace through faith, and that teachers play a very important role as a model to our students and the relationships that we can develop with them. And they will have an impact on their lives, just as it did on me as a Lutheran student many years ago, and have an impact for the kingdom as the Holy Spirit leads and blesses.
After 43 years of teaching, you mentioned earlier that you'll conclude your full-time teaching this year with retirement, moving into that new chapter. What are you looking forward to with this new chapter in your life?
It's unbelievable how quick my dance card has filled up as soon as I told people I was retiring. Yep. It went from classroom teaching to everything else. Currently, I am actively involved in helping St. Paul's Lutheran in Irvine develop a classical Lutheran academy in Irvine. And so I have been working on that for a while, and we just finished the mission and vision statement, and we're working through the feasibility study. So much work to be done. But I also have a master's in administration, so I have a lot of background in being able to develop things from the bottom up. And that's what I'm doing to help them. So I'm really active doing that right now. And then Crean, you know, like I said, it's hard to leave Crean. So I'm going to be coming back as a sub. So that's wonderful. And doing some things for my principal and the executive director that they know are my gifts and abilities that they would still like to see here at Crean. But it also gives me the opportunity to do a couple of other things, like join the master chorale at Concordia. Dr. Bush is amazing. And I actually did audition and get in years ago, but starting a new high school, it was too hard. He works us really hard. I love you, Dr. Bush. But he works us really hard, and I could not get up the next morning and teach the next day. I breath get no voice. So I would like to do that now and be a part of that and be more active in my church at Faith Lutheran in Capistrano Beach under Pastor Rohde. Being at Crean is a very, it's a wonderful ministry, but it is a very all-encompassing ministry. And I just didn't have the time to do the things I had done before when I was in other schools and teaching elementary school. So I'm looking forward to doing those things, helping out with Sunday school, vacation Bible school, you know, leading the choir, being in the choir, doing all those things at church that I've done for hundreds of years and just haven't been able to do for a long time. So I am looking forward and spending time with my family. You know, they've really, my husband and I were very ministry minded and we loved our, whoop, there you go. You've got just 2 minutes to get to class. Anyway, so just being ministry minded, it gives up me now the opportunity to spend more time with my family. And I'm looking forward to that too.
Sounds like you really love being involved, which is such a great thing. What is it about being in a Lutheran community and being involved in a Lutheran community in a variety of ways that you've listed? Why is that so exciting and happy for you?
Because it's where I can proclaim Jesus, you know, learn, continue to grow in my own faith, but be able to take it out into the mission field, so to speak, out into the world, into the community, just, you know, starting at home and working out from there and being able to share my faith has always been my passion. When I was teaching theology at Crean Lutheran, I prayed for that position. When I was teaching at St. John's, I was in the middle of teaching a Bible study on Matthew, and I was thanking the Lord in my heart for the gift of faith and the ability to teach his word, and told the Lord in that prayer that I wanted to do this full time according to his will. And he led me to Crean Lutheran. I mean, they were just starting. I didn't even know about it. My husband had to tell me, hey, did you know that Jeffrey Beavers is starting a new high school? And I didn't know anything about it. And so I sent him an email, and within a few weeks, I was sitting across his desk and ready to sign my call documents to start at Crean. So it has been my passion to teach God's word. It's been my passion to learn about the Lord and to share my faith. So this has just been a joy in my life to be able to continue to do this.
With 43 years of teaching under your belt, looking back on those 43 years of teaching in Lutheran schools, what would you say to the young new teacher who is just embarking on their teaching career in Lutheran schools? Any advice or words of wisdom or any encouragement you might have for them?
Yeah, I would say be gentle with yourself. Recognize that you are embarking on something that is brand new, that is different from what you learned in the classroom. It's boots on the ground. You're going to apply what you learned, but it's a baptism by fire. And you're just going to learn some things the hard way. In your student teaching, when you get to do that with your mentor teacher, make your mistake there with a teacher who will love you through it and help you understand what you have done, and work and pray you through those mistakes and let you know it's okay, because you're going to make many more. And that's the gift of forgiveness. And you just look to Christ for your strength and ask for forgiveness when you err. And don't be hard on yourself. Surround yourself with people who love the Lord and who can help you in your ministry and mentor. Find somebody who can mentor you and walk alongside you. And remember this. It, no matter where you are in your ministry, when you start a brand new position, you are a brand new teacher or a brand new administrator or a brand new whatever you're doing all over again. You're not, just because I taught for 10 years in one grade and flipped to another, like first to sixth grade, did not mean I had everything worked out. That was a huge jump, you know, in terms of student maturity, their academics. And so I had to start all over again and be patient with myself in learning that process at a different level. So I would say, be in prayer, be gentle with yourself, forgive yourself the way Christ forgives you, and keep working with your mentors and your administration.
Our guest today, Connie Schramm, Learning Success Teacher at Crean Lutheran High School in Irvine, California. Thank you so much for spending this time with us and helping us learn about being a Lutheran teacher.
You are welcome. Thank you for asking me.
You can learn more about Set Apart to Serve by visiting lcms.org/SAS. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.